ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
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 We are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 15, text number 6. 15:6. Na tat vasayati
surayah
shashanka
na
pavakah
yat
Gatva
na
nivartante
tadhama
paramam
mama
na tadbhasayate suryo na shashanko na pavakah
yat
gatva na nivartante
tadhamam
paramam mama
tadhamam paramam mama
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. That supreme abode of mind is not illuminated by the sun or moon, nor by fire or electricity. Those who reach it never return to this material world. This is the address of Lord Sri Krishna. If we have address, we can go. Right? Let's see how Prabhupada is telling us. The spiritual world, the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Bhagwan ka ye jo adhyatma ka jo dham hai, to use Krishna lok ya Golok Vrindavan bhi kehte hai. Uska yaha varnan diya gaya hai. Adhyatmik akash mein न तो हमें सूर्य प्रकाश की आवश्यकता होती है या चंद्र का प्रकाश की आवश्यकता है वहां न तो अग्नि या बिजली की भी आवश्यकता है बिजल बिजल बिजली तो वहां भगवान के धाम में किसी की आवश्यकता नहीं है तो इनिशिएट थे या नेटल तार नाम बदले जैसे तो बिजल की आवश्यकता न थी बिजल की आवश्यकता नहीं है एंड बिकॉज ऑल द प्लैनेट्स आर सेल्फ इन हाँ इसका कारण ये है कि ये आध्यात्मिक जगत में सारे ग्रहों स्वयं प्रकाशित होते हैं यानी कि सभी सूर्य है सूर्य स्वयं प्रकाशित रहता है लेकिन अपना सूर्य स्वयं प्रकाशित नहीं कहीं से उसको वो सारा मसाला निकला है अलग सा तो किसी द्वारा दिया गया है तब तो वो प्रकाश कर रहा है अपनी स्वयं की शक्ति नहीं अपने ये जो भौगोलिक आकाश है और इसमें अपने जो ग्रह यू कैंट हियर राइट हिंदी नो इट इज ऑल गोइंग ऑन ओवर हेड ऑन दिस सी इन अवर यूनिवर्स वी हैव ओनली वन ल्यूमिनस प्लेनेट दैट इज कॉल्ड द सन राइट Which is said to be self-luminous. Swayam prakashit kaila sakta. But all the planets in the spiritual sky are self-luminous. So, how much light there would be and how much heat there would be. We can't bear a little heat of one planet, which is sun. So what to speak of the heat and light and everything generated and Ah, Jiva Jago. Now I'm speaking in English so everybody can listen. See, this is the comparison. In our universe, there is only one planet, which is the sun, which is luminous. It gives the sunlight, right? No other planets are self-luminous. So in the spiritual sky, all the planets are luminous. So how much light and heat it will be generating? Right? The shining effulgence of all those planets called Vaikunthas, consisting the shining sky known as Brahmajyoti. So all that collective illumination of the spiritual planet is called Brahmajyoti. That is called Brahmajyoti. Pay attention. I think everybody is in different mood. Bhook lagi hai na. Chara din khaya nahi. All right. I'm going to put it fast. Okay. Just pay attention. Otherwise, I'll pay attention to you. That what happens, you know. So, Prabhupada is comparing that what is Brahmajyoti looks like. You know, we can't stare at one sun even. If you stare at him, you'll go blind. So what to speak of Brahmajyoti? You know? Where all the planets are self-illuminated. Actually, the effulgence emanating from the planet of Krishna, Golok Vrindavan, that is the original, where all the luminous of Vaikuntha planets as well as our planet of material planet is also obtaining. So Krishna Lok, Golok Vrindavan, is so much effulgent. Part of that shining effulgence is covered by Mahatattva. Part of that shining effulgence is like a cloud. That is called Mahatattva. Means material energy. Alright? Other than this, the major portion of the shining sky is full of spiritual planets which are called Vaikunthas, the chief of which is Golok Vrindavan. As long as a living entity in this dark material world, he is in conditioned life, but as soon as he reaches to the spiritual sky, by cutting through the false perverted tree of material world, he becomes liberated. So, we are in the cloud. We are in the darkness or the shadow of this material world. As soon as we get out from this shadow, then we are exposed to the spiritual sky. Then there is no chance of coming back here. In this conditional life, the living entity considers himself to be the lord of the material universe. But in the liberated state, he enters into the spiritual kingdom and becomes an associate of the Supreme Lord. There he enjoys eternal bliss, eternal life and full of knowledge. So, under this influence of the dark, ignorant material sky, we want to become lord and master of what we survey. We want to create our own empire. We want to create our own empire. And I am the king, you are the queen, and let's rule. Like that. We should be captivated by this information. He should desire to transfer himself to that eternal world and extricate himself from this false reflection of reality. Prabhupada said one should become free from this little selfishness remaining in the dark, rather than go into eternal spiritual sky. because it is huge. Why do we have to keep ourselves here in the ignorance? One should become captivated by this information. One should look into what is this spiritual sky. One has to associate himself with the devotees. Those who are in Krishna consciousness, one should search out the society of dedicated Krishna consciousness and learn how to discharge devotional service. In this way he can cut off the attachment of the material world. One cannot become detached from the attraction of the material world simply by dressing himself in saffron clothes. He must become attached to the devotional service to the Lord. Therefore one should take it very seriously that the devotional service as described in the 12th chapter is the only way to get out from this false representation of the real tree. In chapter 14, the contamination of three kinds of processes by material nature is described. Only devotional service is described as pure, only transcendental. The words Paramam Mama are very important here. Actually, every nook and corner is the property of the Lord. But the spiritual world is Paramam, full of six opulences. In Kathopanishad, also confirms that the spiritual world there is no need of sunshine, moonshine or stars. Na tatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam. For the whole spiritual sky is illuminated by the internal potency of the Lord. That supreme abode can be achieved only by a surrender soul and no other. So, let's examine this particular thing. All the souls are part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. Right? The soul has lost his illumination. Its shining nature. Part and parcel of this internal potency is the soul. Right? And this cloud of material nature is covering us. So we forgot. If we can somehow or other explore, the most important method of exploration is devotional service. And one must learn it by association with a pure devotee who is engaged in devotional service. If one is not engaged in devotional service, don't associate. Right? So, the illumination can be retained, can come back. A spark is as good as fire and has the same potency to ignite a big petrol storage house. One spark, little spark, it has the potency as long as it is illuminated. But when we separate out, the spark separate out, it extinguishes. So then there is no question. So what is this illumination? Illumination is Brahma Jyoti. Why Brahma Jyoti? Because it all emanates from self-effulgent planets. And all the self-effulgent planets of the Vaikuntha are deriving their effulgence from Guru Vrindavan. The internal potency, Yogamaya, Krishna's internal energy, is full of knowledgeability and bliss aspect in eternity. Satchidanand. And that energy, that realm, has a fragment called, that's called the soul. It descended. But it went into the cloud of material nature. So unless and until one becomes free from from this cloud, influence of the cloud, influence of the three modes of material nature, then he can regain its spiritual nature. And that is possible by pure devotional service under the association of pure devotees. Only when we perform devotional service, the rekindling of the extinguished fire, the spark, rekindling will be coming, not otherwise. So once he is rekindled, his illumination is matching with the illumination of the spiritual world. So why do we need an extra artificial sun, moon, electricity or fire, material fire? Material fire and the light that comes out from it is also a perverted reflection of this illusion. It's not light fire. But the illumination is so bright that unless and until soul has the same illumination, he will not be able to see. We can't see Brahmajyoti. But Brahmajyoti is pervading. And it is the source of all, even material illumination. So Krishna is saying that that is my abode, Goloka Vrindavan. It's not imaginary. By examining our sun and the light, this sun has so much temperature, over I think 12,000 degrees centigrade in the core, the molten lava, right? And the radiation that comes out from that. Actually, it is all harmful, right? Only little part of it is beneficial to sustain our life, but not the soul. Soul is transcendental to the three modes of material nature. The soul can, when illuminated, can go to some planet too, and it will not be disturbed. Why? Because it's transcendent. So na jayate mriyate va kadachinna ayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. It doesn't take birth, neither it dies in any circumstance. Kadachi means any circumstance. It is not that he is coming into existence. The soul is ever existing. Why it has to come into existence again? Unless and until one has forgotten. Unless and until he is in the cloud. He is ever existing. And he still wants to come back over and over again. That's something very, very peculiar about the forgotten soul. He wants to go back and take birth again and again and again. Because he doesn't have, over the period, any other experience than to take birth. Even a common Hindu will know. He says, well, we believe in reincarnation. But reincarnation is not our destination. We believe in reincarnation. Well, when we die, we are so sure to get birth. Because it's said in Bhagavad Gita. Right? But why should you take the birth in material world when you are already unborn and already eternal? Kitla bhaugano hachaji. How many lifetimes do you want to come over and over again? So, get your bijli back. You are self-illuminated. Why do you need this light or that light? In Srimad Bhagavatam there is a beautiful expression, and you cannot estimate what brilliance Brahmajyoti would have. even by dint of knowledge, you can't escape. Because those who are in knowledge, they want to merge into this brilliance of Brahmajyoti. Merge. Commit suicide. Means give up their identity. But they can't. You know? It's impossible. These four Kumaras, you know, there is so much liberated in impersonal realization. And these Kumaras, they didn't want to participate and help Brahmaji for procreation. So Brahma was displeased. Then the four Kumaras said, hell with that. We don't want it. We are already situated in Brahma. We are eternal. You begot us as your sons, but we want to remain as children. The young boys, infants. Don't worry. The Brahma said, my function is not complete. I will have to call. But because you are defying me, where do I my satisfactions? Therefore, here is anger. And the anger came out from Brahma's and Rudra manifesting. Right? Brahma's stuck. Brahma's function is always frustrated. In the beginning, when he was not knowledgeable about himself, he got frustrated. Now he's producing, he's getting frustrated. By becoming parents, it's a frustration. Frustration. But in Krishna consciousness, we take it as a sacrifice. Otherwise, it's a frustration. Those who do not know, the goal of life, it's nothing but frustration. So, these four Kumaras, they were so much in their, liberated state that they don't have anything, any concern with the material nature and the workings of Brahma and helping the father, no. But nonetheless they were celebrated because they're determined by realizations that let's be innocent, nothing to do with the material. And Brahma was, performing all the activity with the Lord in mind, and he was glorifying the Lord at the same time, performing all these duties for creation. So, four Kumaras thought, wow, there is something, some superior being. And somehow or another, by dint of knowledge, we will go and check him out. Brahma would say he is the brilliant, the most brilliant, right? And they were thinking how brilliant would it be. So they were imagining so many things, but they didn't have any personal experience of the brilliance. So they came to Vaikuntha and they came into conflict with those Jaya and Vijaya. So the Lord was observing all these things through his internal potency and wanted to take opportunity to perform some leelas. So he became desirous. So when the quarrel was going on between Jaya Vijaya and the Kumaras, and the purpose of the visit of Kumaras was only to meet with Vishnu. And somehow or other the gatekeepers are holding. So the Lord wanted to interject. So he came and fulfilling the the purpose for which the Kumaras came, you know, Kumaras immediately stopped, you know, further quarreling. They already cursed the Jaya and Vijaya. So, when the Kumaras saw that the Lord is coming with so much brilliance, that they never imagined that this can be that much brilliant. Thousands of suns would simultaneously illuminate the sky. You know? So these four Kumaras, you know, are completely baffled how to estimate this. So when the Lord approached, you know, and consoled Jaya and Vijaya and ordered them to go, Kumaras started examining the personality of the Lord. So they went around all the way in different limbs and this and that, checked down. The funny thing, they did not bow down before. You know? It was only Tulsi on the lotus feet of the Lord created curiosity in them to bow down. And one who bows down, then he becomes a devotee. So this was the transformation from that brilliance into devotional service. So therefore Srila Prabhupada says that only by performing devotional service in the association of the pure devotees, such brilliance is revealed. You know? The brilliance of the Brahma Jyoti, brilliance of the spiritual sky, you know, brilliance of the abode of the Lord, brilliance where the Lord is existing. Like that. You know? So, Brahma Jyoti, that brilliance is not simply white light or this light that most of the meditators, you know, try to see. They meditate just to see white light, and they think it's everything. And they can't see anything in white light. A little firefly, you know, when it is exposed during daytime, you can't see the fire coming out from his belly. The light comes out from it. It's totally merging in. You know. So one loses that kind of thing. But it means the identity is never lost, but yet they think that Brahmalin ho gaya. You can't emerge into impersonal Brahma Jyoti. It's never been like that. One cannot lose the individuality because he is eternal. So, in this way, Lord Krishna is telling Yad Gatvana Nivartante Tadhamam Paramamama. Brahma Jyoti is not our last resort. The origin of Brahma Jyoti, Brahmano hi pratishtaham, he is sustaining the Brahma Jyoti, because Brahma Jyoti is coming from him. So, in any picture of Lord Krishna, you will see the halo behind the head. That's Brahma Jyoti. Any question, comments?
Maharaj, you say that Yog Maya is the internal potency of Krishna. If that is the case, why does Yog Maya act contrary to what Krishna desires? Like, why does it misguide souls rather than guide the souls?
Misguides who?
Mortal beings.
Yog Maya does not misguide. Yog Maya is not touching them even.
Is there a difference between Yog Maya and the normal Maya then?
Mahamaya, of course. That is the external potency.
Okay.
It's a shadow potency. Yog Maya is always brilliant. And Yog Maya captivates liberated souls who are interacting with Krishna. In such a way that they perform all the acts just to please Krishna. Krishna in their devotional service. But they think Krishna is ordinary like them. Like all the cowherd boys and girls, you know, those who are loving Krishna in their reciprocating, you know, relationships. You know, they think Krishna is our most enchanting hero. So because they were under yoga maya. If they were have in Mahamaya, Krishna would not be there. Krishna is not resting in Mahamaya. So we are all overpowered by Mahamaya. Krishna is never overpowered by Mahamaya. We have a hope because we are constitutionally of the same internal potency. If we are, you know, of material nature, then there would not have been any question to go back home, back to Godhead, or return all these Dharma Shastras. Because we are not. And yet we are highly influenced by Mahamaya. This Dharma Shastra, the transcendental literature, is written for. Just to give that. So therefore, when Krishna left this material world after 5,000 years, just before 5,000 years, Bhagavatam is very, very profoundly, you know, tells this part. Vyasadeva himself says that Krishna Swadhamo Pagate Dharma Jnana Divisa. When Krishna returned to his own abode, he took with him dharma, jnana, knowledge or realization, adibhisa, and everything which was in absolute nature, he took everything with him. So Krishna left, he came to establish dharma, and he already said that dharma has gone with him. So, kalam nashta drashamesha krishne svadhamopagate dharma jnanadibhisah kalam nashta drashamesha. In Kali Yuga, everybody will be losing the eyesight to see where is dharma. But, purano arko adunodita, this brilliant sun of Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen to give the guide to those who have lost the eyesight in this Kali Yuga. So, Purano Arkod, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. It's brilliant like sun. More brilliant than the sun. Because it's transcendental in nature. And transcendence means brilliance. So, when a devotee becomes purified, even though he is working outside of the realm of devotional service just to maintain his body and soul together, he influences his surrounding like brilliant. He is a brilliant person. He is not a dull urchin because of that Brahma Tej. He becomes enthused and enthusiastic. People do not know what is the secret that why he is so much enthusiastic. The kids especially, get highest benefit in the school year, and confirms this. Because the brilliancy is coming, Brahma Tej. Brahmanas are supposed to increase their Brahma Tej. Haribo, Jai. Deva, Deva. That is Yogamaya. internal potency. We are part and parcel of internal potency. We are not part and parcel of external bodies. Alright, Mahaprasade Govinde.
Mahaprasade Govinde.
Namo Brahmane Vaishnave.
Namo Brahmane Vaishnave.